Excerpt from Mahmoud's diary, May 26th, New York. This was the last meeting in Boston. He left the hotel at noon, reaching New York by 6 p.m. Without any rest, he went directly from Mr. Kenny's home to the Mount Morris Baptist Church. Standing under the arch of the church and leaning exhausted against the pillar, he addressed the meeting. He spoke of baptism and of the need for the soul to be ready to receive the breaths of the Holy Spirit. At the close of his talk, he chanted a prayer. That night, all saw with their own eyes the spirituality and innocence of Christ and the influence of the Holy Spirit. Let no one think that these are mere words. Rather, these are the expressions and feelings of all those who witness this. My premise is this, that in all the gatherings in America, the non-Baha'is look upon Abdu'l-Bahá as a prophet of God. Even though they are not Baha'is, their manners and conversations with him are the same as they might use for their own prophet and leader. All who come into his presence are seen in this condition. They all refer to the Blessed Being as the Messenger of Peace and the Prophet of the East in their speeches and writings. Although there are a few narrow-minded clergy who burn with the fire of jealousy, a large number of just ministers in every city have accorded him the utmost reverence. Among them is the translator of those who spoke in praise of the Master. Their words indicate the quality of the audience and societies addressed by Abdu'l-Bahá, and are a clear proof of the grandeur and power of the greatest branch.